Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, it is Sunday the 18th of May, the day after Eurovision, that song contest that is so popular because it's kitsch and all that among gay people. And in completely unrelated news, I want to talk about Sir Keir Starmer. And specifically, I want to talk about the fact that surely, finally, his is going to come out. I mean, it's got to now. The evidence is mounting. The evidence is so strong. And it begs the question of why, if it's okay to be, in the view of the Labour Party, why Starmer is so secretive about it. I imagine it's part of his control freakery, his desire to dominate everything, his totalitarianism, his lack of introspection and ability to deal with his emotions, causing him to be in utter denial about the fact that he's as fruity as a fruitcake. But that is what I want to look at today. But before I do that, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube? It really helps me do that. Could you hit the like button, hit the bell, leave a comment for the algorithm, share the video, all that stuff. And could you subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most base science that I can't dare put on YouTube, where I put in-person interviews, where I put vlogs, where I put films, and if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost... Sorry, cravat. Emergency here. You can support me for the cost of just a pint of beer. No, this is no good. A pint of beer a month. So, back to the video. Okay, now, look. First of all, there were rumours about... I'm sure we all know the phrase, there's no smoke without fire. And to a certain degree, that's true. Of course, you get false allegations and you get some. You might get people that are completely innocent of what they're accused of. Like, let's say, the Guildford Four. But they are slightly involved in dodgy stuff or know dodgy people, and that's what gets them involved. So even that's what gets them accused. And so even in that instance, there's no smoke without fire. Now in this instance, the fire is it's pretty smouldering. We have a situation where Sakir Starmer's wife, Sakir Starmer only marries very, very late. He only marries in his 40s. He only has children in his late 40s. Now, why is that? Why would you marry very, very late? The reasons that strike me are, one, that, I don't know, you're just deeply immature or have emotional problems or something like that, and so it takes you an incredibly long time to find a wife. Two, that you're old and have power and influence, and this alone attracts young women of a certain psychological kind to you. And three, that you're in denial about your sexuality, you're actually gay, that you take the view that for political reasons it doesn't look very good to be a single and, a senior politician, and so you get yourself a wife and a couple of children. That's the third option. So first of all, he marries very late and has children late and is very secretive about his family and very secretive about his children. Again, this is his control freakery, I suppose. But that's the first thing. The second thing, we know it's clear that his wife is almost never seen in public. His wife wants nothing to do with this. His wife wants nothing to do with him in public. This is peculiar. Most politicians try to convey a happy home family life. Tony Blair did this. John Major was always seen with his wife. Cameron was always seen with his wife. Theresa May with her husband. Boris with Simmons, and so on. And yet with Starmer, we have a break with this. The wife is nowhere to be seen. Thirdly, there was this whole nonsense, I've looked at it before, of him living with Lord Alley in Lord Alley's, this wealthy peer, Lord Alley's flat, and trying to make out that he was doing a broadcast from his own family's home with family photographs behind him, when in reality he was in Lord Alley's flat, and him claiming that he was only using the place so his son had somewhere to revise that was quiet for his GCSEs during the election campaign or something like this, whereas in reality that flat was being lived in by him for considerably longer than that. So there's something a bit strange going on there. Which of course led to rumours, and now we have this most extraordinary thing, which is not being reported by the mainstream media as much as it should be, which is that we have three fires three acts of arson, unfortunate word in the circumstances, relating to Sir Keir Starmer's old home, which he sold a very long time ago, a car relating to Sir Keir Starmer, and Sir Keir Starmer's current private home. And there have been a series of fires, acts of arson at these places. The person, one of the people that's been arrested, is a 21-year-old roofer called from the Ukraine, called Roman Lavoidovich. He's a builder and a roofer, but it seems there is certainly rumours that he's also a male escort, and that there's even a recording of him that's about to be leaked saying that he's a male escort. And some other young man has also been arrested at Luton Airport. Now, how would this 21-year-old Ukrainian that has pictures of himself doing exercises to get muscle and be sexy know the whereabouts of Sir Keir Starmer's former home, which he sold many, many years ago, and what would he get out of setting fire to it? How would he know the whereabouts of Sir Keir Starmer's private address? And how would he know what kind of private car he drove? How would he know that? I can think of how he'd know. And you can think that the kind of I'm not saying it's true of him, but the kind of person that would be a male escort would be of a certain psychology, which is also true of other people that work in that industry, narcissistic, prone to get to narcissistic rage, very, very likely to explode into narcissistic rage when they get hurt, very high in psychopathic traits, which would make them vengeful. You know, hell hath no fury, like a person in that kind of profession who is scorned. And you can see the symbolic message that he is trying to send to Sir Keir Starmer, if these rumours are true. What he's saying, I know all your secrets. I know about you. I know where you live. I know what car you drive. I know where you used to live. I know everything about you. So watch it. Now, one would have thought that when Sir Keir Starmer became leader of the opposition, the Secret Services did a thorough investigation into how easy it would be to blackmail him. Because it's incredibly dangerous if you have a person in a position of power and influence and they can be blackmailed. This is one of the reasons why America in the 50s said they shouldn't appoint homosexuals to positions of power, because in the context in which homosexuality was totally unacceptable, such people could be blackmailed. It's one of the reasons why people having affairs in senior positions are a real problem, because of course they can be blackmailed. It's one of the reasons why government whips keep all information they possibly can on their MPs, so that when it comes to a difficult vote that they might lose, they can blackmail people into voting the right way. So we have a Prime Minister, it seems, who is in the closet about a certain aspect of his life to the extent that he can be blackmailed about it. And as far as I can see, this is a national security risk. This is something which will allow undue pressure to be placed on him. This is something that if he were open about, it wouldn't matter. But he's not open about it, he's secretive about it, and so he can be blackmailed. And I find it, which is dangerous for the country. And I find it hard to believe that the media in the UK can be so pliant, and the opposition can be so pliant, and so frightened of being accused of homophobia or whatever, that they don't come out and demand that the truth is told about what is going on. Absolutely bizarre thing has just happened in the UK in relation to the Prime Minister, and the media are just treating it as if it's just a weird coincidence and there's nothing profound behind it at all. The truth will out.
Are you ready for the future of the West?